Welcome to The Lowdown, where we journey into the shadows of history and the depths of the arcane. Each week, we unravel the ancient mysteries that have captivated minds for centuries and delve into the fascinating world of the occult. From hidden relics and lost civilizations to esoteric traditions and secret societies, we explore the untold stories and explore the timeless questions that still haunt us today. Join us as we bring the past to life, challenge conventional wisdom, and reveal the secrets that lie beneath the surface. So, grab your lantern and prepare for a captivating adventure into the unknown with your hosts.
Unlock the secrets of the past with The Lowdown. Dive deep into ancient mysteries and occult knowledge. Explore the hidden truths of human nature. Join us for a journey like no other. Tune into The Lowdown and awaken your curiosity today.
The Gold Mafia, a whisper, a legend. They controlled everything, from the mines to the markets. Their reach was vast, their power absolute. No one dared to cross them. Fear was their currency, silence their shield. They operated in the shadows, untouchable, invincible. They preyed on the weak, they exploited the land. Gold was their religion, greed their god. Across Africa, their tendrils spread. They corrupted officials, they silenced dissent. A trail of misery followed in their wake. Broken bodies, shattered dreams. The earth itself seemed to weep, but the world looked away, blinded by the allure of gold, its beauty masking a terrible truth. Malik was a young man, ambitious, driven. He wanted more than his village could offer. He dreamed of a better life, for himself, for his family. He saw the Gold Mafia as a way out, a chance to escape poverty, to build a future. He started small, buying and selling, learning the trade. He was good at it. His profits grew. The mafia took notice. They saw his potential. His ambition matched their own. They offered him a chance, a partnership, a way to make real money. It was an offer he couldn't refuse, or so he thought. Malik thrived. He was rising through the ranks. Money flowed. Life was good. But something wasn't right. He started hearing whispers, stories of violence, of people disappearing. He saw the fear in the eyes of the miners, the desperation of the villagers. The land was scarred, the rivers polluted. This wasn't the future he envisioned. He confronted his contacts within the mafia. They laughed, they dismissed his concerns, they told him to mind his own business. But Malik couldn't shake the feeling. He had stumbled into something dark, something sinister. Malik started investigating. He spoke to the locals, he visited the mines. The truth was far worse than he imagined. The mafia ruled through fear and intimidation. They exploited child labor. They forced people to work in dangerous conditions. They paid a pittance. Anyone who resisted disappeared. He saw the environmental devastation, the poisoned water, the barren land. This wasn't just about gold. It was about power, about control, about crushing anyone who stood in their way. Malik was sickened. He had been so focused on his own success. He hadn't seen the suffering he was contributing to. Guilt gnawed at Malik. He couldn't ignore what he had seen. He had to do something. He reached out to a local journalist, a woman known for her courage, for her unwavering pursuit of truth. Together they started gathering evidence, testimonies from victims, photographic proof of the mafia's crimes. They knew the risks. The mafia would silence anyone who threatened their operation. But they were determined. They had to expose the truth. They had to show the world the true cost of gold. Malik became their inside man. He used his position to feed them information, names, dates, locations. He lived a double life, the charmer, the rising star, and the informant. The danger was constant. He knew they suspected something. He could see it in their eyes, the suspicion, the distrust. He was walking a tightrope. One wrong step and he would fall. But he couldn't stop. Too many lives were at stake. The journalist published her exposé. It was explosive, graphic images, harrowing accounts. The world was shocked, outraged. Governments were forced to act. The mafia was furious. They knew someone had betrayed them. They launched a manhunt for the informant. Malik knew his time was running out. He had to disappear. He went into hiding, leaving everything behind. His old life, his dreams. He was a ghost, a shadow, hunted by the very people he once called allies. The mafia was relentless. They closed in on Malik. He was trapped, with nowhere left to run. They captured him, brought him before their leader. The man was a monster, cold, calculating. He smiled as they beat Malik. He wanted to make him an example, to show what happened to those who crossed them. Malik was broken, defeated. He had failed. He had risked everything. And for what? The mafia was still out there, still operating, still profiting from misery. But Malik had underestimated the impact of his actions. The world was watching, the authorities were closing in. The mafia's empire was crumbling, a raid, gunfire, chaos. Malik saw his chance, he fought back, he escaped in the confusion, he was free. But the fight wasn't over. He had seen the depths of human greed, the cost of indifference. He dedicated his life to fighting for justice, for the victims, for the land. He carried the scars, physical and emotional, a constant reminder. The world had started to listen, but the battle for true change was far from over.
The gold mafia refers to organized groups that manipulate gold prices through various illicit practices, such as collusion, smuggling, and artificial supply control. By influencing the supply chain, these groups can create an artificial scarcity or oversupply of gold, which drives prices up or down according to their interests. This manipulation undermines market fairness, erodes consumer confidence, and can lead to increased costs for businesses reliant on gold. Ultimately, the gold mafia's actions can destabilize the broader gold market, deterring both individual and institutional investors, reducing overall liquidity, and disrupting the economic balance of sectors dependent on this precious metal.
Thank you for joining us on the Lowdown Podcast. Stay tuned for our next episodes, filled with captivating mysteries. Each story brings you closer to the truth. Don't miss out on the intrigue and suspense that awaits. Subscribe now for your next adventure.